Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the Journey Towards Transformation. I am your host, Villa Powell, and I am so excited about tonight's program. Now, this is a regular show on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and we've got some late coast folks over on the right side of the country on the East Coast who are listening to the show tonight and participating on this show tonight at 11 p.m. So let me say thank you. It's way past my bedtime, 11 p.m. And so I appreciate you all. I do want to say that I am grateful for this opportunity to be with you again, and you will not be disappointed. I have very little more to say because we've got an amazing guest tonight, the one and only Clifton McKnight. He is a motivational speaker, a real estate guru, a counselor, a blogger, a podcaster. He is an author. His book, If You Can't Calm the Waters, Learn to Ride the Wave, Out of Speed in Turbulent Times. And this book you can purchase on Amazon. And I will also ask that they give you his contact information. He's an amazing wife. He's an amazing person himself. I have never met him, but I feel like that this man has the Spirit of God in him because his action consistently demonstrate that. I was a stranger to him. He opened the door so I could be on his show. One day I go to Facebook and there he is reading my book online. I'm like, what? The other time he takes a picture of a book that he thinks people should read, and much to my surprise and delight, my book is in the midst of all those other amazing authors. I get to have my little man, and I want him to talk about his book, but I want him to just talk from his part, his show. He can tell you about it. You've got to catch it. I try to catch the archive. Just a great man, Clifton McKnight. And so without further ado, let me get him on the air.
Hello, hello, Villa. Thank you so much. You know, the sound, I don't know about your connection. It was sort of difficult, and I just got a text from a couple of people who were listening to the show, and they also had some difficulty in hearing you. I'm just going to go ahead and respond to what I think I heard you say, and if you get that, by all means, fantastic, and just say it's a pleasure being on your show. I love the work you are doing, the lives you are touching. I enjoyed hearing you. I believe it was on Renee Sunday's show not long ago. You're doing magnificent things. So God bless you for that.
Well, thank you very much. Hopefully the connection is better. I switched off of devices, and I hope everyone was able to hear me say how you have been a brother to me from another mother. Your kindness has touched my heart. That you open doors for me, like I was on the Ona Brown show, because they love and adore you. And they were, again, willing to open the door to a stranger based on your recommendation. And so let's start the show with tell everyone how to buy your book, when you're on the blog, when you're on Blog Talk Radio, all that good contact information. And then let's hear you tell people, if you can't calm the waters, how in the world do I ride the waves?
Well, I love you and appreciate that. And you made it very easy for me to recommend you because your 31-day journey to transformation is just a delight. And your 365-day journey that you're posting on Facebook, I look forward to reading your gratitude statements. And you're just doing a lot that's just being the change that we want to see in this glorious world we have. And my book, If You Can't Calm the Waters, Learn to Ride the Waves, I want to say it's our book. It's the community's book. It's a book for the world. It's for whosoever is ready to receive. And it can be acquired on Amazon.com or go to my page, motivision.net, M-O-T-I. Vision, like motivation and vision squeezed together. various resources and opportunities to get it. If you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. Has its own Facebook page. Just look and find ways to make a difference. Through that, people having issues in life, we all have challenges. The waters sometimes become so rough, and like a tsunami. We have loss of job, loss of loved ones, which just really is just too much. And we just really have, I'm sorry, I don't know if you're getting that. I'm getting people calling me from every which way trying to find your show. I hope they can get there. But the idea that we cannot go it alone. There is no reason to go it alone. I guess you can. Why you would? Why would you? We have the gift of love, the gift of peace, the gift of gratitude, the gift of grace that's been provided for us at our feet. God gave his only begotten Son. Greatest sacrifice one could ever think to make so that we would live and live abundantly. And yet we choose to live sometimes, and I won't even say choice. I think sometimes we simply forget the legacy that is available to us. And if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves, simply reconnects. It reaches out and helps us to reach in to find that special blessing that has been promised to us, that is available to us, and that reminds us to be conscious of it and to capitalize it. When we are down, when we are in stress and strife, we lose sight of those things. I know I do, and it's just wonderful to have people like you around, to have prayer, to have scripture, to just surround ourselves with those things that would remind us of the peace and power that's available to us. Yeah, you tell me to keep going on the flow, and I'm sure happy to keep rolling. If you have thoughts or questions, just stop me, if you will. But I just wanted you to know that.
You keep going.
Okay. 2014 was certainly a year of magnificent possibility for me, but I must confess to you that in 2013, I was, again, in keeping with what I recommend to others, continuing to surround myself with individuals who encouraged and saw the best in me and who recommended that I reach and stretch myself to be the best I can be for others. And Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul and a host of other books, set out a challenge and encouraged me and a variety of other people to be audacious with our goals, be audacious with our expectations of ourselves. And I took it to heart, and I said, wow, let me see, what's audacious? It would be audacious of me to think that I could be a positive influence, that I could bring possibility, prosperity, and love, that I could do something to introduce and add the gift of a lift to somebody in some way to the tune of 500,900 times or people or combinations thereof. Now, 500,900, a special number because, you know, if you use round numbers, it's easy for it to fade into something. But I was headed for the round numbers of 500,000. When I typed the goal up, I hit a typo and hit the 9 instead of the 100, and I like that. I like the idea of an extra 900 people on top of it. In order to reach 500,900 people, my behavior had to change radically, and it did. I began to do things that I had not considered doing before, maybe some things that I talked about, but I hadn't taken action on in years. I went for it, and in 2013, when the smoke cleared and the end of the year came, I was woefully short, very short. And I said, well, I've got to go at it again. Well, I say 2013, 2014, this past year. And though Yeah, though I was short, I said, let me go for it again, and let me see it through, and let me push it through. Let's see, it's over. You know, you start doing the math on that, and in order to make that kind of impact, to be that kind of change, you're looking at mass media. Well, if you look at motivision.net, you go to my webpage, and you'll see that my entire purpose, my vision, was to create of new vibration in the airwaves, to flood the airwaves with love and possibility, using every media available in this magnificent 21st century. It sounded good. I want to do it. I put it in writing. I had it as part of my business goal for years, but I'm only just implementing it since I made that audacious goal. I had started, opened up a blog talk show maybe back in 2010, and as I read about it and tried to learn how to do it, I was intimidated by the technology. It was very simple and very straightforward, but that's just the space I was in. Since setting that goal, so much has occurred. So many blessings have come my way. Certainly there have been challenges, but the blessings came even from some of those challenges. As a result of life's twists and turns.
I told you I'd let you go, but you were just dropping so many nuggets that I just so. What you said is that you set an intention. But you didn't just say, tell everybody, hey, I have this really great intention. You had to act on it. And you say that even some of those intentions, there were challenges. So that I think oftentimes people set an intention, but then they don't act on it. So then when you act on it, you have some challenges, and they back down. So you're saying that your audaciousness just kept you going.
If you go, as you mentioned, I have a blog, very well said, the blog, blogtalkradio.com/leverageme2. And in that blog, I even encourage my listening audience to finish strong, follow through. We have a tendency as we get toward the end of a year to begin to let go. So, well, I'll never make those numbers by then. I said, never do that. Don't shortchange God. God, how did he feed those multitudes with just, five loaves and three fishes? You don't give up. You don't give in. You learn from the effort as well as from the success and from the different goals, absolutely. And I know that if you don't operate from intention, the chances are you won't operate. God gave us a gift, and that's our lives. And what we do with that represents, our appreciation, showing and honoring that gift. Like giving it back to him. And it's funny that thought would come to me up in that way, because in addition to Blog Talk Radio, this 2014 and then into 2015, miracles have occurred, literally miracles in my life. I've been privileged to be on a morning call with a conference call with some very powerful young men, and I had the privilege of meeting Walter Bowling, commissioner of a brand-new semi-pro football league called the Majestic Football League, designed fully as a gift to God, as a means of giving to the world, of being of service to others. This gentleman has been a part of other league and taken his team to their pinnacle, their Super Bowl, if you will. But he felt like there should be more. There should be more that players could receive, that not only that they could receive on the field, but once they get off the field, that they could be magnified, that their lives could be touched and improved. And so this vision has taken a life of its own, and now we have the reality, a real league, a genuine football league that will reach hundreds of people on the field and thousands for their viewing pleasure. And the whole impetus of this vision, when you're looking at the store, if you go to the webpage, you say, that's where that quote came from. We believe your life is God's gift to you, and how you use it is making it a gift of God by serving others. I tell you, how do I have the privilege of running into people like this and being an integral part of this team, this league? It's only God. It's only God. Making that intention statement, God heard me. God says, if you're serious, I have something for you. I have a miracle for you. Then there's the Duru interviews and the real deal meetup. Again, an opportunity for me to be a blessing to others' lives and in helping them as I work on my own goals of financial independence, helping them to acquire greater prosperity through sharing the best insights and ideas of experts from around the country who have done extremely good, extremely well in real estate and in areas related to the industry. How does that happen? Again, I say it's God. It's a miracle, and it's my blessing and my excitement to be a part of that. So in such a short period of time, I now find myself, by the way, in terms of my numbers, in 2013, I couldn't measure or quantify it at all. I mean, I did figure out a way to do some counting, but in that counting, I may have been in a couple of few, 3,000 or 4,000 lives that I thought might have gotten something out of my posts. You know, I have joyfully getting from here to there, a Facebook group that I established to reach out and to create a community of people who are like-minded and motivated and desirable to make life better, not only for them, but for those they care about. I created Clifton McKnight Motivision from, you know, for the business to reach out and to change the airwaves using Facebook. If you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. Yes, there are quotes and other things to touch lives. Help my daughter to open up her webpage for Facebook for Milton's Buttons. And if you want to talk about legacy, the miracle of my lovely daughters, my, I can only begin to tell you. But my youngest, she is author and illustrator of Milton's Buttons, children's book, bringing more unity to the community, talking about a young man who may be different to many people, who might have a special circumstances, but when you take the time to reach out and touch, to get to know him, you find that he is a gift to the world. And it's relating again to autism and along the autism spectrum, just a gift.
And well, you know, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, and so I'm not surprised. And I know your mother is an amazing woman as well.
Dr.
So
Mom,
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. And so I'm also going to say that since you were so good to be able to get me on Ona Brown's show, I'm doing a show in May. I'm having mothers on my program, and I'm going to need you to drop a dime to your mama so I can get
her
to be on my show.
Yes, she will be honored. I tell you, she will be honored. Thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
I will tell her. Oh,
and then you tell me how to get in contact with her, and I will do that.
Oh, I will send you all of that information, to be sure.
We're down to about 10 minutes, and one of the things that I want, I would really like for you to, now I am under the impression that you are a cancer survivor, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. You probably remember that from reading the book.
Talk about your challenges, and I think for many people, sometimes, you know, that being a motivational speaker, being an inspirational speaker, being a coach is sort of a woman's thing because we're all nurturing and huggy and lovey and stuff like that. And so I'm so thrilled to have a male voice. But I also want people to hear that you had some real challenges. You didn't just have a bad day and your car wasn't working and you couldn't pay your rent. I mean, you were looking at cancer, which is no joke. And yet I see you putting your salads and stuff that you eating and your children celebrating you and your wife's anniversary, you and her dancing together. And so can you talk about some of the challenges and how your mindset and how you spoke coming into and in alignment with what God is about, health, wholeness, and life, have you on my show today?
Well, thank you. I think it would really boil down to recognizing some of the scriptures that we've heard most of our lives. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, these things begin to bubble up in one spirit when they get caught up against the wall. I've had my journey and my travels. I've gone all over the place, the wrong road, the down road. You know, I'm as human as the next person. But, you know, God has a way sometimes of even serving us when we have challenge. And during the darkest points in my life, when I am in desperation, I'm reminded sometimes. And that's what I think all of us are. If we seek to recognize our relationship with the universe, if we can connect ourselves, it's there. It's not a matter of, you know, reaching out to connect. It's opening our minds to reconnect. Then all of these things and all of the miracles and all the blessings become present and apparent to us. I dare say that miracles occur every moment of every day, but we close ourselves off to them. We close our minds and our spirits to them. There are a host of things that led to my discovering that I had cancer. And many people would have considered them to have been very negative things. I did tell my car with my family in it, after driving my daughter to college as a freshman in college, her best friend, my daughter, my wife in the car, dropped my daughter off on the way back. Through a real strange turn of events, I lost consciousness behind the wheel. And in that semi-quasi-consciousness, I could not move my body, but I was aware. And I almost lost everyone. And I can't tell you how painful it is to feel like you're the breadwinner, you're the provider and the protector, and here you are about to kill your daughter and wife. And not only that, but a man who entrusted his daughter to you, you're going to kill her as well. And as God and his angels saved us, that car turned over, and the hood part began to crunch. But angels came and saved us, and Serena, God bless her, she got out that side window with such strength and helped pull my daughter out. My wife got climbed out, and then I'm as you know, I'm not a small child. I got out also. So we all got out, and we all survived that miracle. Just a few scratches on my wife's elbow, and my daughter had a bump in the head. That's one miracle there that I will never forget. And the young lady's last name is Johnson. Miss Johnson was the first one there, and it seemed to me that help was there so quickly, so immediately. It's miraculous. It was also a miracle that it occurred on a road that we chose to take instead of 95. We could have taken 95, and if that had happened on 95, I wouldn't be here, and they wouldn't be here to have this conversation. So that was one of the miracles. The other miracle leading prior to that was I went septic. Septic is when you get an infection in your body turns against itself, and doctor told me later I was 24 hours, and I just might not even be here. God blessed us through that, and I survived that. And both of those things led to my getting, you know, massive checkups, checking everything out to see what's going on. And we found out that I had prostate cancer, and we found it early. We wouldn't have found it early had it not been for some of these things that occurred. So in the midst of the pain and the struggle is the blessing. Phil,
say that again. In the midst of the struggle is the blessing. That is. I want people to hear you say that one more time.
In the midst of the struggle and the pain we can find the blessing. There are blessings everywhere. If you, particularly when you put your faith in God, you will be, you see, it's like Les Brown says, something to the effect that problems are just opportunities in work clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always enough to knock the wind out of our lungs. There's always enough to knock us to our knees. And I say, when you get down to your knees, you're in a great position to say a prayer of thanks. And to understand that you still have the breath of life in you, and that in and out of itself is God's gift. So start there. Start in gratitude. Shift your posture. Shift your physiology. Once you shift your physiology to a space where you can receive the blessings which are already there can begin to make themselves known to you. I'm just so fortunate to have the Majestic Football League. You can find this thing, majesticfootball.com, duruinterviews.com. If you can't call the wars lane the right way. And, you know, to have the blessing to meet people like you and have the 31-day journey to transformation.
Oh, my 30-day journey towards transformation. Yeah, the book, 30-day journey towards transformation.
30-day journey towards transformation. And, you know, I think you've also met some of our other great friends and colleagues that we meet when we are out there trying to give. You know, I got part of a media group, Dr. Letitia Wright. I started a group and met so many wonderful people through there, Chansey Richard and Melanie Inspires Thomas, and their work. They just published a book called Core Prayer, Bringing the Core Back to Business, and offer some prayers and 101 Truths for You. I've met Dr. Joey Jones. I've been able to just enjoy the majesty and the blessing of so many people. I've known Barbara Talley for so many years. I don't know how many books she has out now. But meeting people whose spirits are all about love and possibility and peace allows us to magnify one another.
Wow. So we're down to 2 minutes, so let me wrap this up by saying this is your first time on my show, but it's not your last.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. It's a privilege.
And I knew you were going to say something amazing, that God was going to work through you, but wow. You know, again, that you have to be open to it.
Amen.
And then you have to act. Tell us one more time how to find your show, say the name of your book, and how they can get that as well.
Well, thank you. Again, if you go to Amazon.com, you can get the book from Kindle version. You can get the paperback book. You can get it in large print if you're visually, you can use a little assistance in reading. It's not quite yet available in audio, but you can go to blogtalkradio.com/leverageme2 for my radio show. Leverage Me 2, by the way, the number 2, is also available for on YouTube, where I give encouraging 40-second to 2 minute, 2.5 minute encouragement for people who are setting goals and striving. You know, I'm on a journey to lovingly release unnecessary weight that served me well, but it's time for it to go forth into the ether. And I've lost at least 60 pounds so far and continuing that journey. And just a pleasure being able to flood the airwaves with great possibilities and meet wonderful spirits, having just continued the journey. So, again, thank you.
Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being on my show. That 30 minutes flew by quickly, but no, Clifton McKnight, Google them. You can find them. I'll be back here next week. We'll be going through Solitude for my book, The 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. God bless you all, and have a great evening.
Good night.